We continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us, our Chief Nursing Officer Shannon Noctegal, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. And Stephanie, we'll let you start with those latest statewide numbers this morning.
Sure. So statewide, we have had a total of 94,167 cases. We currently have 7,744 active cases, with 605 in the hospital, 110 on the ventilator, and unfortunately we've had 1,611 deaths statewide. For Baxter County, we've had 475 total cases, with currently 69 active cases, and we've had 5 deaths. As a system, we have tested 7,251 with 332 total positive cases. We have had a total of 60 admissions to the hospital. We have currently 12 that are in the hospital, 6 that are in ICU. We have 3 on the ventilator, and unfortunately, we've had 14 deaths. We have had a total of 53 employees that have tested positive for COVID, and we currently have 15 that are active. And, of course, they are at home and in isolation and doing well.
Okay. Well, Shannon, we had someone call and ask, we heard the Baxter Regional's at 100% COVID-19 capacity and you're starting to put patients in the ER. Now, is this true?
No, it's not true. Our numbers have increased, like Stephanie mentioned. We do have some ICU COVID beds open today, as well as some non-ICU COVID beds open. We're just trying really hard to manage these patients the best way we can to ensure we have the appropriate nurses taking care of them, and they're in the exact right setting for the seriousness of their illness. So if they're sick enough to be in ICU, we want them in ICU. And if they're not quite that sick, we want them over on the other side in our other non-ICU COVID area. So currently, we do have beds available for both the critically ill COVID patients and the COVID patients that need hospitalization that are not quite as ill.
Now, Shannon, I know we've talked about this in the past, but can you share the COVID-19 surge plan again for our listeners?
Yes. So our initial plan is that we have 8 intensive care rooms that are designated for COVID-19 patients. And then directly across the hall is our 9 beds that we can use for COVID-19 patients. So that's 17 beds total. And at such point we get over that number, we can move over to another area of the hospital that's a 33-bed unit. Part of those rooms can be used for intensive care beds and the other part for, like I mentioned, the less ill COVID patients that need hospitalization. We have not had to go to surge plan 2. We've been able to maintain surge plan number 1, and that's the most ideal for us at this moment.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, let's talk about numbers here. How are numbers reported to the Arkansas Department of Health? Do the companies that do the testing, are they the ones that report the numbers?
Right. So every facility that has their own testing, they are required to report all of their COVID-19 negatives and positives to the state.
And what about deaths? How are those reported?
So every day we are required to report every COVID-19 inpatient that we have, their status as far as whether they're in the ICU, whether they're on the ventilator, what day they were discharged, and if they died. So that is getting reported to the state level on a daily basis. The only thing that they're looking at for the death is there may be a little bit of a delay from when we report that death, because what they wait on is for that death certificate to be received in Little Rock with that COVID-19 diagnosis on that death certificate before they will actually report that on the map as a death.
Okay, so that's the little lag time there. Folks have wondered about that. Let's ask about how the hospital is doing, Stephanie, as far as testing supplies and PPE supplies.
We are holding steady. You know, that is something we continue to look at on a daily basis, but we are better now than we've ever been. And we, as I mentioned last week, we did receive our 5th testing piece of equipment, and so we hope to have that running later this week or hopefully next week. And as soon as we get that up and running, that'll help us even more.
I noticed the Department of Health is already starting with their seasonal flu reports this week. Are we seeing any flu cases locally yet? And should people go ahead and get the flu shot this year?
We have not seen any yet here at the facility, but we have received reports that there are clinics in the area that have seen flu cases. So, yes, please go ahead and get your flu shot now. You know, it takes about 2 weeks to get immunity once you get your flu shot, so now is the time to get it.
Okay. Tobias, can you talk a little bit about the virtual health fair next week and how that relates to COVID-19?
Yeah, Brad, you know, we've historically always had a really great area health fair. And, you know, due to COVID-19, we've had to take that event virtually. So next week, there's going to be a lot of virtual things happening. I know that every day sort of has a different theme. We'll be going Monday through Friday. For example, Monday is going to be Heart Day. Tuesday, we're going to bring in some our team to talk about our new outpatient surgery center. On Wednesday, we're going to have some of our folks talking about our new cancer endeavor, our new cancer center. Thursday, we're going to have both Stephanie and Shannon with our infectious disease physician, Dr. Bandy, talking about COVID. What's neat about that and how this relates to COVID is also simultaneously we will be partnering again with UAMS to do community-wide testing. So Thursday is sort of all about COVID, and we're really trying to take the standpoint on what it'll be is on around the 9 a.m. hour, we'll have panels on all of these topics. And so we want listeners to tune in to KTLO. Also, you can check out our Facebook pages. We'll be trying to broadcast those live on there as well. But we want to answer the questions from the community. We want to sort of those. We see a lot of people in healthcare that go around and ask questions from the physicians and the folks working these booths. So now we're just trying to do that virtually and bring some of those answers and talk about those topics virtually. And then we wrap up Friday with Foundation Friday. We'll be doing a radiothon in support of our hospital foundation. We really appreciate our partnership with KTLO Classic in the booth. Without you all, this wouldn't be possible. So we're really excited about next week and excited about bringing this information to education in the community.
You bet. It's going to be a great week. Shannon, any closing thoughts this morning?
Oh, I've got a bunch of them, but I'll leave it to COVID. So I really just want to, I know the World Health Organization has recently come out, or just in the last day or two, that, you know, the lockdowns now are kind of becoming harmful to patients. You know, they're starting to see that depression is starting to become a big risk factor in staying home all the time, increased alcoholism, increased suicide rate. So I think that we've seen that around Baxter. I think people are tired of being at home and they're tired of being sheltered. So they're starting to get out and they're kind of saying, the heck with this. I want to get out. I want to do something. And I'm certainly all for that. However, because I'm one of those people, however, COVID is here. It's in our community. Fortunately, the majority of people have minor symptoms. I'm sure some of you out there know somebody that's had COVID with some minor symptoms. Then there's those that need a little support with oxygen. Fortunately, we're able here at Baxter to send him home right out of our emergency room with some oxygen. And many of those, our home health agency follows up with and checks on and makes sure they're okay. And then there is that other population that do not do well with this virus. It's definitely reported. We've had 14 deaths. So if you get out and about, please, 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 socially distance, wear your mask, protect yourself, protect your fellow community members, because we want to see this come to an end soon. And we, you know, we want the best for our community and we want the best for our employees. So please, whether you believe in the mask, you don't believe in the mask, humor us here at Baxter Regional. Put on your mask when you're in a public setting. Follow the rules that entity wants you to take. And let's as a community, let's come together and protect each other.
You bet. Well said. Guys, hey, thanks for the information this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad.
All right, Shannon, Stephanie, and Tobias this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.